At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On today's show, we'll tell you why the whole Shannon Skip arrangement was a mistake from the get-go.
Let's go. Roll the intro.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Garland to you live from Philly. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
Huge show today. You know, we're going to give you a breakdown of the NBA Finals, even though we haven't bothered to watch a single game, right, Tony?
We don't need to.
Yeah, don't need to. And we're also going to talk about one of the greatest flip-flops in sports talk history.
Yep. As they say, this is one for the ageless.
Absolutely. And by the way, Tony, did you see our recent numbers report we got? You know,
there's a
metric
Absolutely.
In our business, people. Yeah, we're going to take you behind the curtain here. There's a metric in our business called CUME. That's short for cumulative audience for you amateurs out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, we just checked our recent CUME, and it is huge, isn't it, Tony?
The volume of our CUME is off the charts. I mean, our CUME covers everybody everywhere. It's such a huge level of CUME.
Yeah, you know, some older hosts, they have a declining level of CUME. Not us.
Natural,
our CUME
but not us.
Is as robust and strong as it was in our early 20s, isn't it,
Tony? And now we're streaming this show, too. Our streams are so big and powerful that it only increases our already heavy CUME.
Yep. And, our CUME is just so far-reaching.
Crazy.
Anyway, enough about us. You know, today we're going to discuss the big brouhaha going down in sports talk. Of course, we're talking about the Shannon Sharp breakup with Skip Bayless. And to get his thoughts, we're going to bring on someone who also co-hosted a show there at Fox Sports 1, the debate show, former NFL Pro Bowler Marcellus Wiley. And we're going to see which side he's taking in all this.
Yeah, it better be the correct side.
Yeah, well, before we get to the show, it's time for a quick word from our good friends at Sleep Number. Do you use a mattress that doesn't have an elaborate number system? How the f*** do you even sleep at night?
Yeah. Now, I don't actually use a mattress because I sleep on a waterbed, which is far superior and a better way to sleep. But if Sleep Number ever made a waterbed, I would definitely use one.
Absolutely. And the special deal for our audience, get this, go to sleepnumber.com right now. Enter the promo code Fusco. You get 50% off the seventh mattress you buy. Offer only valid in Guam. Sleep
Wow.
Number.
Great
All right. Well,
deal.
There you go, Tony.
There you
right,
go.
Let's
Another
no
check in the mail.
Get yep. right into our top story. Okay, first of all, we know you're all tuning in right now because you want to get our reaction to Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Look, we're going to let you behind the scenes here, okay? We're not live right now. Not live on this podcast. You probably thought we were live.
Yeah, exactly.
But look, it's actually Wednesday right now at about 4 p.m. We got things going on tonight. More yeah. important... Then a useless game three. But, you know, if you want a reaction, right, Tony, if they want a reaction, here, we'll give it to you. Here, watch this. Hey, Tony, the Nuggets won game three. Your thoughts?
Big win on the road for Denver. This totally swings momentum back in their favor. The Heat need to make several key adjustments if they want to win game four.
All right, now do one for the Heat winning game three.
Big win at home for the Heat. This totally keeps the momentum they had after winning game two. The Nuggets need to make several key adjustments if they want to win game four.
So there you go, people. There's our reaction.
You're yeah, there you go. Right. We're done.
Anyway, talking about the Nuggets, you know, this week we saw the biggest turnaround in sports talk history. You know, a few months ago, ESPN's Kendrick Perkins, he came out and he said the only reason MVP voters were voting for Nikola Jokic was because he was white. Well, now suddenly he's flip-flopped. He's saying, well, Jokic is the greatest center ever to play the game. And he didn't even stop there, Tony. He said ESPN should do more to promote Jokic. They should stop talking about LeBron and the Lakers and do more Jokic talk. And he is so right, isn't he, Tony?
Absolutely. You know, in the midst of all these ESPN layoffs, finally someone has a solution. More Jokic talk.
Yep.
That should turn ratings around right away in the right direction.
Yup. In fact, you know, it's such a smart formula for success,
totally.
Tony, that we're going to adopt it right here on the show right now. Starting today and every week from now on, we're going to bring you 5 straight minutes of uninterrupted Nikola Jokic talk.
Yep.
In fact, here we go, Tony. Here, start the clock at 5 minutes. Okay, Tony, Nikola Jokic, NBA Finals, your thoughts.
Wow, so much to say. I better talk quick so I can fit it all in. You know, Jokic is a great shooter, a dynamic big man who can do it all. Yep. And now he's a one-time MVP and possibly an NBA champion. So how are we doing on time?
So great, Tony. Only about 4 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. Keep it rolling.
You know, Jokic also has a great basketball sense. He's got so much court awareness and skills. He can really do it all. How are we doing on time?
Still about 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go, but this is terrific content. Just keep it going, Tony.
Yeah, you know, he's also from Serbia, so that's something. And don't forget the nickname, too, Joker. That's a great nickname because it comes from the very successful Batman franchise. So Nuggets, Batman, both successful franchises. One from the world of film and the other from the world of sports. How we doing on time?
Still got about 3.5 minutes to go here, but, you know, did you mention he's tall, too, Tony? He's
no,
tall.
No, I didn't. So, yeah, he's tall. He takes up a lot of space. He can maneuver.
Oh, whoa. I hate to interrupt this terrific segment, but we just got big breaking golf news. Hit the sounder.
Breaking news.
All right, this is just in, Tony. The PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Tour, they're merging.
Wow.
Tony, just a lot to process here. Your instant reaction to this news.
You know, I admittedly haven't been following this story too closely, but there's one thing I know for sure. There was no way the LIV Tour could have ever succeeded. Saudi Arabia is a desert. You can't play golf in a desert. It's just one big bunker.
Terrific point, Tony. I was thinking the same thing. You know, this is probably why they were paying the golfers so much. I mean, it's so much harder to play out of the sand, you know? It seems like totally a win now for both sides here, doesn't it?
This does give hope for other leagues to merge. Like, hopefully one day we can end the division between the NFL and the XFL. It's unfair that the Arlington Renegades aren't given a shot at the Super Bowl.
Terrific point, Tony.
Thank you.
Wait, what were we talking about before this news came down? What was it?
You know, I don't even remember, so let's just keep moving.
Yeah, let's just continue with another top stories. Hey, this one out of football, too. Big development out of Dallas. The Cowboys, they're dropping wide receiver Antonio Callaway because he was caught driving with a suspended license.
Oh, and Tony, so ridiculous.
This is just a huge mistake by Callaway, wasn't it?
Big mistake by Callaway here. You know, if you want to make the Cowboys, you can't commit a misdemeanor. You got to commit, at the very least, a felony.
Yep.
You know, maybe soliciting a prostitute, maybe some arson,
yep.
A little grand theft larceny. Manslaughter may be a little much, but being an accessory to murder might be the right move to secure a spot on the 53-man roster. This was just a huge misjudgment by Callaway here.
Such terrific analysis there, Tony.
Thank you.
Let's move to a huge story in the world of sports talk. Shannon Sharp says he'll be leaving Undisputed, breaking up with his co-host Skip Bayless after the conclusion
yep.
of the NBA Finals.
Now, according to
reports, Tony, Skip Bayless, he's looking for a replacement who won't argue with him so much, won't, you know, debate him as so
smart.
Much.
And, smart.
You know, yeah, we totally agree with what Skip is doing here. You
absolutely.
Know, who? Why would anyone in their right mind want to have a co-host on their own show who disagrees with everything they say?
Ugh.
Would you want that, Tony?
No.
I mean, that makes absolutely no sense, right?
100%.
I mean, you can have compelling, interesting conversation, just like the one we're having right now, and agree on everything, right?
You hit the nail smack on the head as usual. I got nothing further to add because you nailed it.
There you go.
See, there
people,
you go.
That's how it's done.
That's how you do it right there.
Hey, look, perfect timing, because to discuss this, we got our guest coming on the line. So let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy is a former Pro Bowl defensive end. He played 10 seasons in the National Football League. You know, Bills, Chargers, Cowboys, Jaguars. And not just shitty Jaguar teams, actually good Jaguar
yeah,
teams.
Yeah, the good team, on. Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. You know, he's making a name for himself in broadcasting. He's been on a bunch of shows, but never this one. So I'm sure this is a huge deal for
yeah,
him right
huge.
Now. Let's bring him on here. Marcellus Wiley, welcome to the
show. Welcome to the show.
Oh, man, this is what it feels like to be at the top of the mountain, man. I
there
finally
you go.
Made
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you do it. There you go.
To you. You know, we want to get your thoughts on this whole Shannon Sharp, Skip Bayless breakup, since you used to work at FS1. You know, now apparently the reports are that Skip wants to replace Shannon with someone who agrees with him, and we think
smart.
That's the totally right approach. You know, you've hosted these debate shows. Don't you think it's just better for everybody if the other person just agrees with everything you say?
Yeah.
I know Tony agrees with me on that, don't you?
100% all the time.
There's no way. Look, if Skip is waiting for somebody to agree with him to be his co-host, he's going to be doing that show by his damn self for the rest of his life. Ain't nobody going to fully agree with Skip. I don't even think Skip agrees with him. Depends on if it's a Monday or a Tuesday. Their opinions will change. Oh, man. I just think that what happened is Skip is stuck in his ways. He's been uber successful at yelling at people and yelling at players. And another guy finally got as big as him, if not bigger. And he didn't want to change the game plan, didn't want to share the reps. And that's what happened.
You do have some experience here, right? You know, you co-hosted Speak for Yourself with Jason
Whitlock. Yeah, with Whitlock.
Which, from all reports, was an absolutely miserable experience for you and also the viewers at home.
And for us and
the
viewers, yeah.
You know, the show was called Speak for Yourself, yet every time you tried to speak, Whitlock would interrupt you. Now, take us behind the curtain. How heated did it become backstage? Did Whitlock ever try and sit on you or something like that?
As big as Whitlock is, I'm bigger, so he better not. I got these younger muscles, so that would have hurt. No, you know what's funny about Whitlock? He actually is a great listener. He does have very concrete opinions. Hard to move him off his opinion, but he is open to it. We only had two, like, contentious moments where we were about to really take it to another level. Other than that, he had respect for me, so I actually had it good. A few of our guests, he undressed them on air, undressed them off air, and I thought that was a little crossing the line.
That's
but other
weird.
Than that, it was fun, man. I like actually working with Whitlock.
You know, it's hard to move Whitlock off of anything, especially a chair, from what I've heard. But, you know, there you go. You know, but hold on. You know, the Skip Bayless job is available. You know, you do have experience there. Would you take it if it was offered to you?
Man, I mean, look, I'm going to be corny and cliche, never say never, but nah. What I know of it, 3:30 in the morning wake-up call, got to deal with Skip in terms of him controlling the show, not creating the show, creating the content.
You do bring up an interesting point. These guys have to get up so early. You know,
yeah,
if anyone
it's too
asks
early.
Me to get up before 11 a.m., I'm angry. What if they put Undisputed on it, let's say 3 p.m., maybe 7
p.m.?
Do you think everyone would just be happier?
I think so. I mean, more than that, I just don't believe what we do for a living, which is just talk about sports. You have to prepare longer than the actual show is.
Exactly. Like that's why we get on the show with no prep. We just show up and start.
We show
talking.
Up and we go
yeah, and
professional.
Perfectly.
And
but,
we agree
you know,
all the time.
Here. Let's just do a quick, you know, we got a lot of viewers here, a lot of eyeballs on the show. Yep. Let's do an audition right now. All right. Pretend you're auditioning for Undisputed. Skip just said LeBron is a total failure and embarrassment to the NBA. What do you say back to that?
Golly, like, you know what? What do they say? Don't respond to fools because from a distance, they can't tell who is who. I would look like Skip trying to argue that. Like, it's insane.
Already not going.
That's partly why I don't even want to do the show because it's like, they're so extreme.
Not enough agreement.
I'm not a debater. No. I'm a discusser. And plus, I got too much love for LeBron. I think he's the GOAT. If he's not, he's number two all time. And he's totally horrible. I just laugh at Skip at those moments. I couldn't even do it.
Probably best that you yet. Don't audition for that
job.
Don't
even bother.
That was
You're
a
not
terrible
getting
take
it.
Do anyway. Yeah. You know, staying in the field of sports, Doc, Kendrick Perkins said ESPN should talk less LeBron and more Jokic. Now, you know, ESPN
Great
has been
call.
Losing all these viewers, bleeding. Don't you think that strategy of more Jokic talk would save the network?
Yeah, Jokic, all the time Jokic.
I think they should, but at the same time, you can't force it. Here's the thing. It's not just because he's not American born or he's a European player. It's his style of play that is just not as attractive. I give it to you like this. When we first saw Kristaps Porzingis hit the league, they were talking a lot about him, a 7'3" unicorn that can shoot 3-pointers because his style of play was athletic. When you look at Jokic, he's barely above the floor. So you're like, okay, that's part one. Part two is big men don't sell sneakers. Used to be an adage, a lot of people said. That's why the Jordans are so popular.
You know what,
that's
Tony, this is not interesting at all. We're just going to move on. You know, sorry, we apologize. Kendrick Perkins maybe should
Nobody
not
Nobody want to talk about that.
You know, it's not your fault. It's Kendrick Perkins' fault.
Yeah, we shouldn't have listened to him.
We should have listened. Right, let's move to the NFL, right? You played for the Dallas Cowboys, right? You just saw the news. Antonio Callaway,
so
wide receiver, dropped by the team after he drove with a suspended license. Don't you think this was a mistake by Callaway? You know, because if you want to make the Cowboys roster, don't you have to do a bigger crime like arson or grand larceny? Or, you know, maybe not manslaughter, but assisting in a manslaughter.
Yeah, assisted
don't
manslaughter.
Don't you think Callaway should have done
more
things like that to secure his roster spot?
Yeah, you got to wear a mink coat in July going to court. You remember those days?
There you go. That's when they were good.
Oh, man, who hasn't driven with a suspended license, though, before? Golly, like, I'm sorry. no one?
You know, I like where your head's at. All right, keep going.
You guys don't drive in Philly, I guess, because in California out here.
We have chauffeurs, but okay.
Yeah.
You know, obviously.
How you get a chauffeur and y'all didn't win a Super Bowl? That's only for the Super Bowl
champ.
Yeah,
I don't remember you winning a Super Bowl, bud.
Yeah.
Y'all some runner-ups.
Are you kidding me?
Y'all run up to places because y'all ain't the champs. Champs get chauffeurs. Y'all runner-ups.
Yeah, this coming from a guy who played for the Chargers and the Jaguars.
Yeah, this guy who's a big Clippers fan. Are you kidding me? This guy talks about Chip City, Potato Chip City over here, mister.
Hey, you my kidding? Bell ain't cracked like y'all bell is cracked over there. Oh, little brother, want to be New York asses.
Oh,
y'all can't mess with nobody.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
All right. You know what? Just slow it down there. He's getting a little too big for his britches.
Yeah.
There.
See, yep. This is why it's not working. He has to agree. We're trying to teach him. You have to agree with your...
This is why we don't have guests like this on the show. You know what? Look, we don't want to throw you off just yet because, you know, we believe in agreement. So maybe you'll just
give
you one
we're going to try one more time.
One shot here. You know, we don't like to talk politics on the show. But serious business here. Joe Biden just had the Chiefs to the White House to celebrate their dubious Super Bowl win.
Very dubious.
Don't you think this is a very controversial move for both sides here? Because, you know, given that the result of the Super Bowl is still up for debate, as is the result of the presidential election, don't you think this is a bad move?
Well, I think it's a bad omen because in the situation, like, didn't he just take the jersey and walk away and didn't grab the helmet, didn't grab the ball?
We didn't watch. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
we're still disputing the results of the Super Bowl.
Don't you agree that we should legislate the result of the Super Bowl first?
Yeah.
If we're going to talk to the president, he should intervene.
First, you need to tell Jalen Hurts just hold on to that football. That
you kidding?
You know what you can hold on to?
Yeah,
you know what you can hold on to.
Yeah,
you can hold on to a life raft because
because guess what? You're floating off the show. You're floating off the show.
You
must sold us a bill of goods. You're off the show. Goodbye. Off the show.
Goodbye.
See ya.
You
beat a
fourth-string
quarterback.
Cusco Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know why that segment didn't work, Tony? There wasn't enough agreement.
Totally right again. Absolutely great, great point.
There you go. But one thing we can agree on, Tony, is that other than that, it was a terrific, perfect
show. It really
show
was.
All around.
Yeah.
Of course, we 100%. Want to thank our good friends at Sleep Number.
Thank you.
Hang on.
Oh, come on. Producer Jay. Somebody I wish we could put to sleep. Yeah. What
Someone
do you want?
Corrections.
What?
What? Hurry
first,
up.
First, number one. You said the LIV Tour held its tournaments in the desert in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Made
Crazy.
No sense.
Yeah.
The tournaments were held on courses in America. They weren't held in the desert.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're going to be held in the desert, in the hole I throw you in.
Yeah. You're not going to be on the LIV Tour. You're going to be on the Dead Tour. Yeah.
Oh,
you're done. You're done. That's it. No more.
You said that like the PGA and the LIV Tour, the NFL should merge with the XFL.
Yeah, smart business, bro.
Good for both leagues.
Yeah.
No. The NFL is like 1,000 times bigger than the XFL. Acquiring the XFL would add no value to the NFL.
Well, on the subject of adding no value, you.
Yeah. You know what is going to merge? My foot to your balls. Yeah.
Oh,
you're done.
One,
That's
Joey,
it. We're out of here.
No. For the 100th time, you guys keep saying Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, that's his name, bro.
That's his name, bro.
No, it's not. It's Nikola Jokic. You want to try saying that back?
Do you want to try shutting the f*** up?
Actually, don't worry. I'll pronounce it right for you. His name is Suckala My Balls Itch. Yeah, you're done.
Great one,
oh, he said, he said poorly, he
said. No one's going to be soaking after this, Tony. Get this. Just booked for next week. Super Bowl legend, Eagles hero, Nick Foles will be on the show.
Wow, that's huge news.
In the meantime, follow us on TikTok. Subscribe on the YouTube. Tony, terrific job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.